When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, 806 on ESPN 97.5 and 925-713-780-3776. So what is this TNT NBA story?
So the TNT, let me pull this sucker up here. As part of the blockbuster settlement between the NBA and Warner Brothers Discovery that puts an end to WBD's lawsuit, TNT's Inside the NBA will move to ESPN in a licensing deal starting with the 2025. So starting next season, TNT will maintain complete editorial control, meaning Charles Barkley can say whatever he wants. And ESPN cannot boss him around.
Wow.
They can say, Shaq can say whatever he wants. So the TNT crew.
Which Charles says he would not work for ESPN, yeah. But he's not since he's still working for TNT.
This is TNT. So Shaq, Ernie, Charles, Kenny are going over there. So it's a trade. Listen to this. This is crazy. I've never heard anything like this. And this is where, by the way, NBA knew that they were going to lose this lawsuit. Because they gave them a chance to, they didn't really even give them a chance to match.
Right.
TNT will maintain complete editorial control of the award-winning show. The Inside the NBA deal is described to be as mostly a rights swap. ESPN is going to get Inside the NBA from TNT, while TNT is going to get the rights to more Big 12 college football and basketball games from ESPN. So now you're going to have to be watching TNT for your Big 12 games. Since this past summer, TNT has entered college football and basketball in a big way. So basically it was a trade. TNT said, okay, we'll drop the lawsuit. We will still own the property that is Inside the NBA, but we're going to shift it over to ESPN. So now you're going to be able to see Inside the NBA on ESPN. And then in exchange, they're going to get college football and college basketball games from Big 12. So Charles Barkley and Shaq and Ernie, and Kenny are going nowhere. They will be on ESPN.
Are they
going to
get the West Virginia, Kansas game, a football game?
Well, I think they knew they had to get something.
Yeah.
I think they, and you know, just like I do, that any type of broadcast sports is a commodity from an advertising standpoint. It's some of the very few.
ESPN wins that one because they're going to have the best content that you can have in the
NBA.
They do,
and they were not going to be able to. TNT understood, we're not going to be able to win this, but we got a case here. We could either get a financial settlement or we can just take a property. And instead of paying lawyers and going in a lawsuit, they said, let's just do this. Hmm. Let's get this agreement instead of burning through a bunch of money with lawyers to go through this. And ESPN, ESPN gets a show. I mean, the viewers win this one. ESPN didn't win. I win it.
Well, they get Charles Barkley on their air, so they win.
Well, but Barkley's probably going to tee off on them.
Yeah, that's good. That's even better.
We win.
Pat McAfee tees off on ESPN. That's good.
According to one source, quote, this is a win-win scenario for fans. The best sports show on TV survives. The Chuckster gets to say whatever the hell he wants, and ESPN finally gets their hands on Barkley and Inside the NBA. Charles will be Charles. ESPN might want to cover their ears. The survival of Inside the NBA saves face for Warner Brothers Discovery after its risky decision to sue the NBA. Fans will take that over any, other studio production. So it's good. Barkley signed a monster 10-year, $210 million contract extension with TNT in 2020. ESPN is essentially running the Pat McAfee playbook to land him and his colleagues. So they're basically saying this is just like the Pat McAfee deal where they're just paying for Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley's making $21 million a year. $21 million a year for Charles Barkley.
He's worth it. He's why we watch. I mean, that's what the movie stars, that's what they make every movie. So, I mean, Charles making 21, he's underpaid.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, look at how much you can make in that arena versus, think about this. How hard would it be for Anthony Joshua or just any professional boxer to get anywhere near the eyes? Jake Paul, who is a con man, I give him credit for taking boxing seriously, going and doing, you know, putting in work with guys from Kronk Gym. I think he loves boxing. I think he wants to get better. I respect the fact that he put on good fighters. Like, both of those fights before him were good fights before his fight. He's working to get better fight pay. He's working to get better. He puts a lot of pressure on Dana White, you know, tries to embarrass him about fight pay and about, medical stuff for medical coverages after the fight game for fighters. But he is, like, it's all wrapped up in the package. For all that stuff he does, you have to deal with the fact that he's going to try to embarrass you. He's a streamer who, that's his, it's a lot of hype, a lot of disrespect. And kids my age would much rather watch a Jake Paul fight and a Jake Paul fight KSI, another streamer, than they would see two boxers fight. They would much rather see Jake Paul versus KSI than, you know, than a championship fight between two middleweights.
All right, enough of this. When we come back, Giannis to the Rockets?
Yeah, that's out there.
It's out there, and it's big, and it might be true. There are multiple sources that are talking about Giannis to the Rockets. We'll do that on the other side. If that happens, I'm going to have to drink a lot of Coors Light. I'm just going to have to.
You may break your fast.
Well, no, I really haven't been fasting. I've been doing it every day anyway, but I'm still going to have to do it. Okay, here's the thing, is I'm still going to have to drink Coors Lights. I want Coors Lights. You want Coors Lights. We all want Coors Lights. So what do? We get Coors Lights. I'm telling you, if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, it's a rainy day. So what do you do on a rainy day? You drink Coors Light. It's a Monday night.
What do you do on a Sunday day, sunny day then?
You drink Coors Light.
I was just making sure. That's
what you do. I mean, we got a game tonight? Yeah, we got a game tonight. What do? You drink Coors Lights while you're watching the game. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. Keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm going to enjoy my Coors Lights today. It's a new day. So might as well start with new Coors Lights. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Climb on, brother.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
So, a couple of things here. A couple of possible acquisitions for this city. Let's start with Giannis.
What do you give up for Giannis?
So, this started... Put your mic on, Dell. Okay, if you ever want to get in the Hall of Fame, you'll turn on your mic.
No.
I'm telling you what it'll take, not what you should give up, but it'll take every much.
Here's what I would give up. How about this? And this is fair. Jalen Green and a first.
It's not fair. Just cut it out. You'll give up everything.
Alpi?
But Şengün.
They will want everything.
They're going to want everything.
But Giannis and Şengün, I don't know.
Well, I'm just telling you what it'll take.
Alpi could be... I mean,
centerpiece.
You're taking one of the top five players in basketball. They're going to want Alperen Şengün.
They're going to want everything.
They're going to want Alperen Şengün and Tari Eason.
I don't want, no.
And more.
I'm not doing
and
that.
And draft picks.
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, they can want more all they want, but I'm not doing it either.
Then you're not getting them. I'm just
you're
telling you.
You're not the boss of anybody, Dell.
I'm telling you.
You're not their general freaking manager.
If you want Giannis,
keep your opinion in there.
Stop it. You just let it. You just named it.
I'm not doing that, though.
Fine. It's fine. But if we're having a discussion, it'll take... It'll hurt. That's the point.
No, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Anybody who thinks this is going to be Fred VanVleet or Dylan Brooks, you can put it away. Whatever trade you make for Dylan is going to hurt for Giannis would hurt your feelings some. Amen, Tari, and Alperen Şengün are the three that they're going to want to go after. It's just whether you like it or not, those three guys.
Are you
gonna,
doing that?
I don't know.
And then
I don't
you start
know.
Negotiating.
I don't know, because here's the thing. We're going to want to throw in Jalen Green, right? Because you can replace Jalen Green, and we start thinking, well, he's a salary match. If you're you're going to get, if you're the Bucks, would you want Jalen Green? What package would you want if you're the Bucks? This is really simple.
Oh, no, you're getting his Bucks.
Turn it around.
You want Alpi.
Rocket fans, turn it around and start negotiating for Milwaukee. Who do you want? You want Alpern. Yes. He's a dynamic big. There's not a lot of guys who can fill up three stack
columns.
You're giving up a guy who can fill up three stack columns.
One team is 10-4, one team is 4-9. And you're going to give up everybody for this guy.
But you know, I don't know.
I don't know. Wait a minute. Is Giannis the same guy that won a title 4 years ago?
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah,
He is.
I don't know.
They're losing
games. Still young. Yeah. It's not him. And I think he wants out of there. Let me ask you, would you do this? Well, first of all, if you're not operating with the fact that a guy who's in his 20s is not the same player.
And let me give it to
then
you.
Then, I mean, there's no reason to even talk about it.
He's currently averaging over 30 points per game, shooting 60% from the floor, 12 rebounds,
did you hear that,
and
John?
6 assists.
He's 30-12-6.
Yes.
32.3.
He's the same guy.
12.3.
Yeah. In fact, he's the best version maybe we've seen. Yeah,
he
is ultra special.
He doesn't win.
He's better than everybody.
He has a title. What do you mean doesn't win?
He's 4-9.
That's Doc okay. Rivers, by the way.
Okay, so here's what we're looking at. Alperen Şengün, Tari Eason, and two firsts.
You can't talk about a former MVP, top five player in the league, and trade away Jalen Green. And you're gonna feel great about
Jalen
trading away
Green.
Jalen Green.
All right, Alperen Şengün, Amen Thompson.
Jeff Green.
Stop it.
We'll give him all the
Alperen
Şengün.
Stop it.
Alperen Şengün. Jeff Green, from a salary standpoint, you know, you may have a salary throw in, but the key is, would you give up Amen Thompson?
Jabari?
Amen Thompson, three firsts.
Jabari, Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet.
Yeah. See, he can't even have a real conversation.
I'm not doing it, though. I don't want to do
it. Okay, so you don't
want
to
do it.
This is, but you would admit, he's better than anybody you have.
Yeah.
He's one of the elite. Now, this isn't elite. Alperen is not elite. This is a truly elite player. This is a championship caliber player. This is a future Hall of Famer. All of those things. I can't say that for anybody on the Rockets roster. If you wanted to take that step, you could still have plenty of young pieces. This would concern me a little bit. If you were to make a trade where Alperen was gone, Tari, or let's say if it was Alperen and two of these guys, Tari, Amen, Jabari, Reed Shepard, Jalen Green. Let's say those five. So let's just say two of those guys would go also.
What do you got left?
Well, they may throw you first round picks. Well, that's my concern, is you've got an aging Fred VanVleet who's going to be gone. You got Dylan Brooks who's limited. You got to be real careful you don't go from
limited. Have you seen, wait a minute, we ain't giving Dylan Brooks his props. Dylan Brooks, if you have to have a three right now, that's the guy you want taking it.
Dylan Brooks,
last five games.
That's great. We
has
know
been
where it's
fantastic.
Headed. That's fantastic. I'm not going off of a five game stretch.
No, well,
I'll go off his entirety of his career.
No. Lately, he's getting his shot off.
Ain't
quick,
nobody changing for
and
lately.
He's killing it.
Ain't nobody changing for lately, or trading for lately. We all know who he is.
No, they should
he's
trade
a streaky,
for him.
He's
they
a streaky
need him.
Shooter.
They need a Dylan
the
Brooks
fact
in Milwaukee.
Is, probably three of your guys are going to have to go.
Oh,
and what would be painful is that
you're giving
you
up.
Go from young to a little older
well,
pretty quickly.
29
Steven,
is not old.
Steven Adams, Giannis, Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks. Like,
what
you know,
in the hell? I ain't trading Alpi and Tari. I just don't want to do it.
If I'm the Bucks, I don't want Jalen Green for what? He's a high volume shooter. He's I mean, I like him fine.
They already got that.
But two guards, you can find two guards.
They got that in Dame already.
Yeah, and they're having to pay for it. You got that in two guards.
Right.
We're talking about wing players. Wing players are a dime a dozen. Bigs who can score, rebound, and assist are not a dime a dozen. There's very few of them. And so they're going to want Alperen. I mean, they're losing one themselves. They're going to want Alperen, who's a lesser version statistically of what Giannis
and
is.
And they got him tied up for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it would make total sense. If you could get your hands on, man, I'm telling you, if I could get my hands on Alperen, Tari, and a first, or a couple firsts, I'd probably do it if I'm the Bucks. I'd probably do it if I'm the Bucks because it gives me a chance to spread my money out a little bit and have club control over – Alperin for, you know, 5 more years after this, and for Tari Eason, you're going to have, you know, bird rights on Tari Eason. I mean, it would really make sense if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. I think if you're the Houston Rockets, you really have to consider it, because, you know, it would just depend on what they want.
Well, they want a star. They want a star. I know that. I know that for a fact. You win in this league with a star. I mean, and it doesn't get much bigger than Giannis. But, man, I don't want to. Man.
But what are you doing with your Rocket team?
And Alpi?
I know. I love these guys, too. But legitimately, they haven't really done anything.
No.
They haven't done anything yet. I think they're going to. But Giannis makes you an immediate contender in the West, like a top four caliber team, potentially, depending on what you give up. Let me run this.
Okay,
team
no. Some Adala says, and he might be right, you can't trade Alpi or Jalen this year because of their new contracts.
Oh, the new contracts. That's right.
You have to wait. They can be traded this year.
But it's after January,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to wait.
Yeah, I think you have to wait until after January. Oh. It can be done.
This calendar year or after January.
Yeah, it's after. There's a date in January. So you absolutely can be. Yeah. But they'd have to wait. Would you take a team with Giannis, Jabari, Dylan, Jalen, Fred, Reed, Cam, and Amen? That's still pretty damn good. And that's if I'm taking Tari and Alperin off.
Are you sure they don't want Amen?
Well, maybe they do. Then you get to keep cut. I mean, the Rockets aren't giving up Alperin, Amen, and Tari. If they do, then Rafael Stone is overmatched. I'm getting nervous.
You're squeaking.
I'm getting nervous. I don't want to give up that much.
I'd like this team. I like this team right now. I do.
Your team's on the floor?
My 12 guys are on the floor.
Okay.
Yep. My 12 guys are on the floor. I don't know. I guess, yeah, and I know they, you know what? The philosophy is, what? How can we get that superstar?
Because historically, it works.
It works.
For championships.
Superstars win titles. Yeah.
Superstars.
And he's a superstar.
And he's a superstar.
He's 4-9. Okay.
Well, the team is 4-9.
The team is 4-9.
He's not 4-9.
He's 4-9. No. He's 4-9.
He's also won a championship.
Is he a winner? I don't know.
Yeah.
He's 4-9.
He's gotten to Eastern Conference championships, NBA championships. He's won a championship. Yes. Yes, Giannis is a winner. Yes. Giannis is a special player. But you also are building something that's more team, or that's a – instead of the whole – see, I'm so used to everything rotating around Hakeem Olajuwon. Then it's rotated around – we went from Hakeem to the desert. Well, Tracy McGrady and Yao, but they were always hurt. And then we went to James. And we had a lot of success with James, relatively speaking. They got to the Western Conference Finals a lot, and it was a superstar mentality. But the problem is, there's something cool about knowing that Jalen Green can, and your backcourt can shoot like crap in a game, and you can win by 10.
Yeah.
Because you've got so many other guys to pick up the slack. There's something cool about that. I'm on board with maybe moving two players and getting one better player for even two or three players, but not those three. No. I mean, if you want to tell me Cam Whitmore's part of it.
I don't know if I do it. I don't know
Cam
if I do it.
And Jabari
I know
that Smith.
You got to have a superstar to win, but I don't know if I do it. I really I like this team right now. I do. And this would break it up, for
you're,
sure.
You're betting, now, you're betting that Alperen Şengün becomes not just a very good player, but a superstar.
Yeah, right.
That's what you're betting on.
Right, right. Well, and the combination of Alperen and Tari and Amen.
But by the way, this is not the last year that you can make a deal. You can make a deal at
any
point.
This team reminds
me
of the Denver team coming up. This team right here reminds me of mm-hmm. that Denver team coming up.
Yeah, there's
now, it's fallen off in a hurry for Denver, but they... Yeah.
Once again, one championship.
Yeah, but well, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you take it. Compete for championships and win championships. I mean, you have your ups and downs. That's fine.
Hey, the Bucks got one championship too with Giannis. One, mm-hmm. and the Denver got one. And I think
what you play for.
That's what you play for. That's what you're doing.
That's what cities remember.
Yep. All right, time to talk. We got Ship Talk coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. And well, you talk about championship windows. That's what they are. Double pane, double strength, hurricane windows, vinyl windows. The best window that you could possibly have in the market. The Pinnacle Award. The Pinnacle Award from the Better Business Bureau. What is it? What is the Pinnacle? It means the best, the highest. It's the highest award you can get. Guess who got that? Jim Fiume over at Gulf Coast Windows. Gulf Coast Windows is, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a window, it just doesn't get any better. Award-winning windows and door installation. Not only does the Better Business Bureau think that they're, but they win awards for their installation as well. I mean, it's incredible. Everything, a rock solid reputation that has never changed. They've been, he's been doing business since 1983. You don't stay in business. You don't stay at the top. You don't, you aren't the greatest in the, in your field unless you continue to put out the best year after year after year after year. And that's what Jim Fiume does. So you're building a house, get Gulf Coast Windows. You want beauty, privacy, security. You want all of those things. And it and listen, they pay for themselves because of all the money that you're going to save with electricity and everything else. 713-849-5454, Gulf Coast Windows. 713-849-5454 or gulfcoastwindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 8:34 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to time for a little ship talk. There was stuff going on this weekend. A lot of ship was being talked this weekend.
I would say it was a light week from what I think is our standard. But we'll go to the SEC where Kirby Smart, after a big win against Tennessee, took the time after the post game to talk about, of course, how tough the SEC is and how difficult it is to play, because that'll be a thing in the discussion up until we have our final rankings.
In a week when there's been a lot of conversation about your tough schedule, playing on the road, some of the struggles that you guys have had, but also some of the positive moments, what do you think you showed the committee tonight?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what they look for. I really don't know what they look for anymore. So I would welcome anybody in that committee to come down to this league and play in this environment. It's a tough place to play.
How about that? Yeah, Del. All right.
It's so exhausting to hear them.
No, go lose to Georgia Tech.
Or go lose to Vanderbilt on the road.
Okay. That's they're tough. Every SEC game.
Yeah, I know.
It just means more.
It's just very, so very tough. So very tough to, you know, struggle with Kentucky.
Yeah.
And another top SEC team losing to Vanderbilt on the road.
Problem.
Yeah. So tough.
Yeah. South Carolina.
Play him.
Yeah.
I bet you Miami won't schedule Kentucky.
No, they won't schedule
Kentucky.
They
schedule Florida.
You go play him.
They schedule Florida.
They don't want none of that.
Clemson, the great Clemson,
they scheduled,
ended up stepping up. And what did Kirby Smart do to him?
Didn't they schedule Florida, who beat LSU this weekend? So they schedule an SEC team.
Yeah, so LSU sucks.
LSU blows.
But Kentucky's great. Okay. All right. Yep. It's so very tough to play in your conference. Understood. But isn't that part of the joy of playing in the SEC, how tough your games are? You can't whine how tough it is, but then say how great it is to play all the tough teams. Shut up and not lose twice.
It is.
Twice.
Just put all the teams in the playoffs.
Oh,
I've always
lose
said
twice
that.
Twice and be in the playoffs.
How about
because it's so hard.
It's so difficult. But then we talk about how great it is. It's so hard to play in our conference.
Yeah.
But then it's so great to play all these difficult teams. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on.
You're terrible. You're a bad person.
Because who wants...
Because you don't love the SEC.
Yeah, defending Georgia is such a great thing to do. What the hell? Let's move on to a clip that resurfaced because of the news you spoke about inside the NBA, being on ESPN. This was a clip from maybe a couple years ago of the guys talking about the possibility of ever working for ESPN.
They're not going to work me like a dog and not pay me.
Four straight wins for Golden State.
Why wouldn't you go to ESPN?
They're not going
to
work me like a dog and not pay me.
Okay. I'm just saying.
The things that happen on this show.
Give me one, two, three.
You know what?
Give me a news. Give me a you. Give me a radio. And then come up with that little puny thing.
Nothing.
You wake up.
I'm telling you,
nothing good happens after 1:15 in the morning.
ESPN Deportes. They have me on ESPN Deportes. Muy bien, gracias. La Muchacha, El Bonito.
Hey, you have been working on it, haven't you? Thank you, Rosetta Stone. All right. All right. The only thing that can possibly...
You see them guys, you wake up, you see the same.
Well, he was talking Chip, but guess what? Hey, he's going there. He's going there, only he's still working for TNT. That's weird. But
as long as we don't have to see, please keep Stephen A. Smith off the broadcast. Just let them be them. Oh. I know they've already had
Stephen Smith. Stephen A. is running for president. I don't know if you heard.
I guess so. They've already had a crossover where they did like a simulcast where he like ESPN and TNT.
Yeah.
Had each other on, but let's not have him be a regular part of the show. Let it be the four.
Yeah. No, Stephen.
Yeah,
A.
I don't want that.
No,
that,
Stephen A.
TNT. This is they have complete editorial control. We have enough Stephen A. and Pat McAfee in our lives. Yeah. I don't need any more.
Pat McAfee was on your network yesterday.
Who?
Pat McAfee was on NFL Network yesterday.
For what?
I don't know. I just flipped on.
For
and he
who?
Was on.
For what?
Why is he on everything? He's on college football. He's on like he's literally in everything.
God How about Kirk Herbstreit quit the Tuesday night show?
The CFP show?
For the college
the
football playoff show.
Why did he quit?
He quit. He said, "I'm out of here. I'm not doing this anymore." He retired last week from the show.
He said it on the air?
Yeah, he said, "I'm done. This is it. I'm not doing it anymore."
Huh?
He's got Thursday night football.
He's got too much stuff going on.
Way too much stuff,
dude. He's got Thursday night. He's got to fly to. Then he's got to do Saturday. He's got to prepare for his Saturday game, and he has to fly from the set.
To wherever, unless it's there.
And then he's got, that's after they have the Thursday game. Yeah.
No.
He probably just doesn't want to do it. He's not trying to be McAfee and Stephen A. Smith.
Could have fooled me. He was on everything, and now he's pulled back on one.
Yeah.
You know what happened with.
What? What happened with what?
What happened with what?
Ben.
Oh, I don't know. I'm surprised he's so overcome with emotion because he just rolled out the next golden retriever, and that dog's all over the broadcast.
Wait. He has a new one already?
I think he already had that dog, but yeah.
Oh, my God. His name cheating on Ben already?
Ben's not even cold.
Not even cold.
And Pete's out there getting all the photos.
You got Pete now?
Yeah, Pete is out there now.
Oh, my God. Hey. Doesn't have rigor mortis yet.
How quick do we see husbands who lose their wives when they get older? Before you know it, bing. They got another one. My grandpa Zerline was like that. Now, really, I think it was just because he needed help with like making dinner and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure you love May, Grandma May, but also you get older, you just want a company and someone
like a 20-something year old.
Yeah, he tried to microwave a can of
beans one time.
Yeah, we realized
ping, 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 pong.
Do you think
Grandpa's airline is going to need somebody?
Do you think if he didn't tell anyone, he could have just swapped out Ben for Pete like Melania? Like they do with Melania.
Oh, the other Melania they have?
Do you think anyone would have noticed?
The one who wears the glasses?
Yeah. You think anyone... you just give them the same collar? Would anyone have noticed?
Yeah, that's the internet knows everything.
Why did she wear glasses inside on election night?
That was the one. That was the fake one.
That was the fake Melania?
Everyone says that's the body double. Yeah.
Maybe. So he's got a new Ben, a body double Ben?
I mean, he's named the dog Pete, so we know it's a different dog, but he could have got away with just calling that dog Ben.
It's possible.
And kept the grift going. Let's move on.
Wasn't a grift?
Come on.
He loved his dog. What do you mean a grift?
They're showcasing that dog over and over again. Stop it.
He shared him with us. I'm
that
glad
dog,
he shared him
That
with
dog
us.
Became an influencer. Cut it out. That's the grift. Not that
the
he didn't love his dog.
The dog was an influencer?
The dog became an influencer. That's a grift. The fact that he loved his dog, understood. But now the dog's a spokesperson for things? Stop it. Now Pete's next. By the way, the Pete train is coming. Just be ready for it. Let's move on to guys.
Wait a minute. None of the clips are playing. We can only hear
not,
us.
They're not. Well, they're playing on air because sometimes you're not supposed to play things through the stream and
you always do. No one's going to get us.
All the people that are streaming can't hear.
No one's going to get us.
No one's going to get us.
Yeah, who's out there monitoring?
No one cares.
Well, I'd like a cease and desist because you're playing a soundbite
from my
broadcast.
You're not the one who controls whether things get defunded, but that's
okay. No one cares here. Listen to what John says.
Yeah, no one cares.
Has the FCC come after us?
Just do it. No one cares.
FCC has never said one thing about John.
Well, I hit the button enough to keep that from happening.
And play that. Can you please play what I know you saw it? What Jim Nantz said during a broadcast by Khalil Shakir? Do you have it?
Yeah. But it's not for Ship Talk. This is for Ship Talk.
You got it.
This is for Ship Talk. Guys, you speak about the FCC. Have you ever been fined for saying two words, $100,000?
I have not.
Well,
no.
LaMelo Ball?
Well, LaMelo Ball has. And here is the clip that got him, and I had to clean it up. This is a clip that got him an 100K fine. If it will play. And it won't, so let's try it again. Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Now, so nobody hears this clip now. Not streaming didn't hear the other ones. Now nobody hears this one. Well, you want me to say it?
No, I
we loaded
that
up.
You not.
No, we loaded up. No,
I'll play it. I don't want you saying it.
All right.
So then you guys are able to pull it together in OT and snap the three-game losing streak. What did this one mean for you, and how important was it to get this at the end of this road trip?
Super f***ing important, man. I mean.
That's Ant Edwards, because you can't put him in front of a microphone either.
Yeah.
No.
No. So, and LaMelo did something, like I said, that got him a giant fine. So just don't put mics in front of these guys. Here's LaMelo from a couple days ago.
You said that last play when he took the shot? Yeah, we loaded up. No, that's what we wanted. Put the hand up.
What he said was no.
Rhymes with Perry Como.
Yeah, and it got him 100K.
But I don't know. Yeah, but Ant can say the F-bomb.
Ant can say the F-bomb.
He didn't get a fine?
No.
These guys know. They don't have to use it. They're just using it because they don't care.
Cursing or the...
Yeah, all of it. I think all of it, they don't care. They make so much money that $100,000 isn't going to fade them.
And
I think they just – that's kind of like – I hate to be – like, it's not really necessary. You do have a lot of kids watching. You don't have to just drop – it's one thing if it you get caught up in the heat of the moment or whatever. I think Ant just doesn't care and just
– No.
You already said that. You can't put him in front of a mic because he doesn't care. He just cusses whenever he wants to.
And on Instagram, LaMelo, after getting the fine – said this, typed out the same thing again. So I don't know if you can find him on Instagram for what he does.
Oh,
on Instagram.
There's no apologizing anymore.
He said it
the
again on Instagram.
Well, yes,
he doubled
say,
down.
He didn't say
hey, he's
he wrote
get his money's worth.
It, maybe it's worse. He wrote it out on Instagram maybe. This time. Yeah, yeah, on a story. So he didn't care either.
Are we believing Paul Mescal is the gladiator?
Well, I haven't seen him in it yet.
No, I know, but I don't know.
What?
Who you is that guy?
Is it? Is it
Paul Mescal? Yeah.
Who
yeah.
is he?
He does a lot of artsy stuff. He's an Irish actor. Does a lot. He was in a show called Normal People that was really good. No, he's not. He's an actor.
Oh, he was on Normal People.
Yeah, he was the star, the co-lead in Normal People. Which
I
was,
don't. This doesn't look good to me.
I don't know. Everybody's loving good. It.
Are they?
Yeah.
Denzel's in it, and they're crediting.
Yeah, no. I mean, I usually love Denzel, but this just doesn't. First of all, it's called Gladiator 2.
What
which
do you
is
want
weird.
It to be called?
They just, I don't know, something
well,
feels.
It'll make people go to it as opposed to just
clip.
Rome or something.
Yeah. But I saw a clip that, well, and that's what, you know, they're trying to do the same thing. Did you see this?
What?
They're trying to do the Wicked and Gladiator thing that they did with, what was the other two movies?
Barbenheimer.
Yeah, Barbenheimer, when they had Oppenheimer and Barbie, and they tried to get everyone to go see both of them. They're trying to do the same thing with Wicked and Gladiator.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Swear to God.
It's two totally it's different audiences.
Well, wait a minute. So was Barbie and
so
Oppenheimer.
Barbie
yeah.
and Oppenheimer.
Well. Yeah.
Barbie
well. Yeah.
and Oppenheimer?
Well, Barbie very was different. Entertaining. Wicked?
Very different.
Nah, I ain't doing Wicked. First of all, that little B.I. No, I ain't doing
you
that.
Still hold Ooh. A grudge, huh?
Yeah. She's licking donuts saying how America it, sucks.
It's like that
a,
was like
how a decade
seven
ago.
7 years ago.
I don't care. I hold a grudge.
You hold a grudge like a woman.
Yeah.
Well, it's well,
I know. Against she hates America. Beat it. Go to China.
She likes it now.
Go to China.
How do you know she didn't like it now?
She don't.
Are you allowed to
change? I
don't
care if she likes it now. She hated it.
What
said America
likes it now?
Sucks.
What
if
she
it.
Likes it now that Trump got elected?
Well, no, I don't think that's the
you
case.
You don't know
what
that.
What if she does?
You don't know.
You don't
I don't know.
Know. You don't
what?
Know.
I know she didn't like it then. So
you don't
beat
know now.
It.
So you were holding, Leave. You're holding that against a girl who was in her early 20s?
Yeah, licking donuts.
She's not in her early 20s still.
Then.
Then.
She's only 31 years old. This happened like a decade ago.
Beat it. Well, you know what? Maybe John Daspit can have her deported.
I don't think he does that. Don't put that on Daspit.
John Daspit does. John Daspit does not do immigration law. He does, and he's not like the DOJ. John Daspit is a personal injury lawyer, and John Daspit is somebody who fights for people's rights. He is fighting for the little guy. He's not fighting for the big guy like John wants him to. He's fighting for the little guy. You know, for those of you who are out there and you get injured in an auto accident, or you get injured in your at your job, your workplace, you have a dangerous job, you get injured because it's a dangerous job or someone else's negligence, whatever the case may be. What I know a guy who was working on the train, and the guy had to end up jumping off the train because he was about to have his legs crushed. And, you know, he had some serious injuries, and Daspit had to go fight for him. See, this is the thing. With John Daspit, what he does is fight for the little guys. You got insurance companies that are going to try to squeeze you. It's the number one thing they do is try to get the settlement as small as possible. And what John Daspit's doing is saying, no, I'm going to fight for my client. I'm going to passionately pursue justice. And justice means your bills are paid, your time missed from work is compensated, and you get a legitimate and fair pain and suffering payment from the insurance company. They are looking to not do any of those things. So if you want to go on your own, you're about to get hammered. If you're going to work with John Daspit, he is about to run the score up on the other side because he wins and he wins big. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Why do you guys refer to Rockets players by their first names like you're their parents? We barely know who you're talking about. You don't know if we say Alpi? You don't know?
Alperen Şengün.
Yeah.
Maybe they only know them by the back.
Okay, so this is somebody.
Amen? You don't know who? There's literally one Amen in the world.
He's got a twin brother. So we're going to just say him. Thompson. Okay, let's do it the other way.
Amen
Thompson.
Let's
see how it sounds.
No, actually, I wouldn't know who you're talking about if you say Thompson. I would know Amen. I know,
that's what I'm saying. Let's do it just by their last names. I tell you what, the thing I like about Thompson, Thompson.
And
Eason. Thompson, Eason, and Adams is that when those guys are in there together, really going to do a lot of the rebounding totals really go up. I like that for Thompson.
Oh. What?
Thompson?
He's Amen.
Van Vliet. We don't call him Fred.
We call him Fred.
We call him Fred Van Vliet.
Well, no, we say Fred.
I usually say Fred Van Vliet, or I say Van Vliet.
There's only one Fred in the NBA. That's it. We got him.
Not a lot of Freds.
Not a lot of Freds. There's only one
Who
Amen.
Is this complaining?
There's only one Tari.
Who is this complaining?
There's only one Tari.
It better not be Jackie or Cub fan Tim.
No, it's Craig in Texas.
Maybe they're not giant locked-in Rocket fans. They only see the back
of
the jersey.
There's only one Tari in the world.
Maybe he doesn't even know his first name. He only sees the back of his jersey and sees Eason on it, and that's how he knows him.
Oh, maybe he doesn't even care. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Is he even commenting on this?
I have no idea. I don't know.
All of the guys, you could just say their first names. All of them. Jalen?
But why do we do that?
We
say CJ.
I think
Tank. Wait a minute. This is just what we do.
CJ,
Tank,
I think local
Nico.
Broadcasters,
we don't say Collins.
I think local broadcasters Bell. Do that. Nationally, they are probably referring them by their full names.
Yeah,
but
their
local broadcasters names. Do that. Yeah.
So he wants us to say their full
Brooks,
names.
Dylan Brooks, I think we say Dylan.
Okay, so we can't say Dream. We have to say Akeem Olajuwon.
Well, that's a nickname. People
Clyde Drexler.
That's different.
Well, people don't know his nickname.
No, we always say Clyde.
No, I'm not talking about Clyde. I'm talking about
Dream. We say Dream.
This is stupid. Why are we getting bogged down with somebody who said something that
doesn't make sense? Well, John
brought
it up, but I think it's a difference.
None of this makes sense.
It's a difference between a local broadcast and a national one.
But we're a local broadcast.
Well, I'm just telling you the difference.
This is not even true. Tony says no to Giannis. He's on the downside and immature. Dwight Howard with less farts. That's not true.
Who says he's averaging
32
and 12
a game? Yeah,
and 12
for a 4-9
and 6
team,
assists.
Somebody's got to score.
Well, we've seen him do it for great teams
that.
Too.
Okay. They're 4-9.
I told you that's a Doc Rivers thing.
The season's only 13 games in. I know Doc Rivers is a jinx.
Yeah.
People just.
Would you rather have Doc Rivers or Lawrence Fishburne as your head coach?
Whew. The coin boys need to step in on this one.
I don't know. He doesn't know anything about sports, and I think I'd rather have Lawrence Fishburne. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7. There's a lot of stuff. We haven't even talked about the fight. Well, the non-fight.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about it.
So
it was so... Now, Mike Tyson has gotten me twice now.
Okay, but you got to... No, Mike Tyson's gotten people for years and years.
Yeah.
We have to be real about this. I love Mike Tyson. I gave him a chance to get a knockout in the first few rounds. I thought it could happen. But then I see now he had a
brace. He has to throw a punch.
Did you watch him walking out to the ring?
Yeah.
He looked. I was like, that doesn't look like the guy that's on the videos. By the way, the videos can be sped up and edited, sped up. At one point, I was thinking I was watching AI video. I'm like, did I just get conned by AI videos of Mike Tyson? But he's in close proximity. There's no one throwing a punch at him in these videos where he's punching. But I thought he would be able to move forward. Now, what's his name? Did a good job at throwing jab. I mean, Jake Paul has Kronk Jim. He has a good boxing team with him.
Yeah.
He's throwing a lot of jabs. He's got Mike Tyson has no reach, never did. The way he used to fight.
He didn't even try to get inside.
He's 58. He doesn't move well.
Well, don't move well. You're getting inside. You don't have to move well. Just get him up against the ropes and let's go.
No, you do.
But he didn't even try.
You have to move
Lance,
forward.
He didn't even try.
But he couldn't move forward. He doesn't have anything left.
Oh, no.
You see the
you
Roy
can't
Jones?
Tell me those Hold videos on. That we watch him training.
I don't want to hear about videos where no one's punching you or throwing a punch. He's against the guy holding a handbag. That's literally the epitome of all you do is there's no one going against you. You're on air.
Well, that's all right. Go in there and try. So he was afraid to
he
get punched?
Let it go.
He was afraid to get punched.
I think he
then
was,
why are you boxing?
He was discombobulated. Wait a minute. He's 58.
I know.
Why are you upset about a 58-year-old
I'm upset
man?
Because he took me again.
He didn't when take he, you. When it he cost fought you no money.
No. Yes, I paid for my Netflix. I paid for
You're
my Netflix.
Paying regardless.
Yeah, right.
He didn't take you for anything. He took your
he
time.
He took my time.
He took your time.
And I'll never get that back.
But did he even take your time? Netflix, guess what? I had to watch on a stream because my son said, you got to go to crack streams, Dad. Michael Connor sent me a stream that worked for a little bit, and then it wasn't working. And Sebastian goes, go to crack streams. I said, I don't know what that is. Send me a link. Do you know how we watched it? I had to go to crack streams called meth streams and mirror it to my TV because Netflix sucked.
For those
who didn't see it,
we watched it on
buffered
my,
the
on
whole
my,
time.
Yeah, it was terrible. I watched it on my phone. My phone,
Your phone
didn't
worked?
Buffer. My phone didn't buffer. The TV, we couldn't. It wouldn't stop. But my phone, we watched it on. I had to watch it on my phone.
Well, it wasn't on Wi-Fi. Was it on Wi-Fi? Your phone?
Yeah, my phone was on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't know what the rationale was. I just know some people didn't have issues on the crack streams. So it's really nothing more than someone else streaming it, and then you are seeing it. So they must have had success. I can tell you, a majority of the American public who watched that had major issues with buffering.
Yeah,
and if not buffering, outright.
Are you worried about the Christmas Day game?
No, I'm not, because that was 65 million. They weren't ready, and this will also have them.
I'm glad this went first and not the Christmas Day game.
Yeah, because what are you going to have? 13 million at most? 14 million?
Oh, I don't know. All America is going to be watching on Christmas?
All of America?
All of America.
On Netflix? No, they won't. They don't watch on Prime. All of America
doesn't
watch on Prime.
More people have Netflix than the Prime. Everybody has Netflix.
Everybody has Prime. More people have Prime than Netflix. You'd be shocked.
Really?
Yeah,
because of shopping.
We did this already. Yeah, more people have Prime
it's
because
shocking.
Of the shopping.
Now,
but
now,
it's Thursday
more
night.
More people watch
this is Christmas
streams.
Day.
More people have Prime. More people watch streaming on Netflix than Prime. Because a lot of people have Prime for shopping.
Yeah.
So there's
a
difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. Huge difference. And
for us, it'll be locally broadcast anyway in a regular television network.
Oh, that's true. Who's got it? Channel 26 or? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't care about the rest.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah. But the rest of the country's not going to be able to see CJ destroy the Ravens.
I don't think it'll be a problem, but streaming the live sporting event is way different than having something that's a library that's not live that you're streaming. Of course, we never have buffering problems on when we're watching shows and movies. But on a live sporting event, 60 to 65 million watchers. Do you understand how high that is? That's like Caitlin Clark versus, Illinois.
Angel.
Iowa versus Illinois numbers.
Yeah.
I'm joking, but it
you
is
guys
like.
Are bearing the lead.
That's an insane.
Well,
high
I will
amount.
Say this. I will say this. Boxing won with Barrios and Ramos.
Yep.
And then Serrano and Taylor.
If you watched it. There was, by the way, there was buffering on those for me, too.
No, I know, but I watched it on my phone, so it was great. Those fights were great.
Yeah.
I mean, not good. Those were
Serrano,
great fights.
Taylor, they've done it twice.
There and was so was Barrios Ramos.
Yeah, there was a huge gash. Amanda Serrano had a huge, I mean, they were banging. It was a fun fight.
Listen, she headbutted. She got a point deducted. Serrano won most of the rounds. She landed 107 more punches.
Close, but losing a
how
point.
In the see that's where boxing lost. How they all and it was a unanimous decision for Taylor.
Now how you had
that was I thought that's it was
a,
fishy.
I thought it was a close fight. It was a competitive fight, but one fighter lost a point,
and
then she won with a unanimous decision. That was outlandish. Then it was outlandish that basically
by the same score.
That who's the who's the guy in the ring? What's his name? Who Dana White hates? I'm forgetting his name for a second. Not John Amick, but I'll think of it in a second. The guy who is the ring announcer.
Oh yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
I thought his questions were terrible. I just thought he's just not. He's kind of contentious. That's his thing. That's why Dana hated him and got rid of him. But then that Amanda Serrano's husband Jordan took over the whole broadcast. Just right. Grabbed the mic and like he had no control in there of the broadcast. But can we talk about this too? So okay. So it's a streaming event with a streamer, Jake Paul. That's how he got started. He's boxing. Now he's a showman. He is a.
This was a problem.
Oh, I didn't
too.
See this. You didn't what see is this?
This is a problem.
What is this?
It was all the ring girls.
Yeah. Why? But, when did
I mean,
we see this?
Can't we just they watch boxing? Own... Can't we just watch boxing?
No. Because here's what we had to do. We had a 58-year-old Mike Tyson. We had Jake Paul, who is. Everything that goes along with Jake Paul. So that was a fight. Okay, right off the bat, we know it's a carnival show. We know that. Then on the broadcast, who are we going to get? Roy Jones Jr. Okay, that's fine. Roy Jones Jr. was a broadcaster.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, Roy Jones Jr. was one of the great fighters. He actually fought Mike Tyson, which I didn't see the video. I'll give it up for Mega Blast, John. Because
yeah.
John talked about that fight. And that's how he knew Tyson had no chance. John was right.
He was right.
I watched some of the highlights.
But he hates sports, so it's hard.
Yeah, I know. That's why. But he was right. John, the Tyson-Roy Jones Jr. fight, when I saw highlights, I'm like, oh, I'm on the wrong side. I am so on the wrong side of this one. And that was 4 years ago.
When he was like, young.
When he was a young 54 during COVID. Now he's 58. And by the way, every year is like an extra 2.5 years once you get past 50, I think. So anyway, then... On top of that, they say, who else would be good? Mauro Ranallo. Okay, he was pride fighting. He does a lot of yelling and screaming. He's really annoying. Everything was like Tupac Shakur used to say. Like, that's it. As DJ Khaled would say, and another one. And he's yelling and screaming during the broadcast. And I'm like, who would be another third party? It used to be Larry Merchant on, you know, we've had some good third party.
Sugar Ray.
Who makes a lot of sense here? Or maybe you want to go young. Maybe you want to go a young person to go in there for the Jake Paul people, an influencer or something like that. Let's get a 60-year-old. Let's get a 60-year-old Rosie Perez who hasn't been in a movie for I don't know how long.
I was
long.
Wondering who's that. Who is that?
I thought it was a female boxer. I thought it was like. Now I'll give it up to her. She actually is a fight fan.
Yeah, she knew
some stuff. She watched Katie. She was in the building for Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano.
Biggest fight, most eyes in years, and Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez and Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah. I mean, Netflix, you're not even playing to your audience. You've got a younger audience in, and you're throwing Cedric the Entertainer and Rosie Perez in on the broadcast? You had a legitimate boxer up there. You had two legitimate boxers on both of the but you got to do better than that than Cedric the Entertainer and Rosie Perez.
Terrible.
On the calls. I didn't even think they were that bad necessarily, but they didn't add anything. Like, but then, I mean, I get that it's an event and it's not really a boxing match, but Rosie, you could have done anybody
anything.
In that third
anything.
Person. Anybody, a hot influencer, you could have had, I don't care, somebody in their 30s at least.
Yeah.
You know, 20s or 30s, maybe not Rosie Perez.
And if you're going to stick that blonde.
Are you though?
Yeah.
Trying to be.
If you're going
to. My broadcasts are not here to be allies. We're here to get people who are more marketable and.
What
and
do you
Rosie,
care?
Rosie, by the way, Rosie
what?
Looks
do you
great.
You work yeah, for Netflix?
Rosie
what do
looks
you care?
No, not as good. Listen, if you're going to stick that one blonde girl behind every interview, the ring girl. Why not just get Sydney Sweeney? Then just, you know what?
Well,
instead of Rosie Perez.
Less. I mean, it costs less to get Rosie than Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, a lot less. All right, 904 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know what?
No.
Great
Andy,
news.
Andy on the other side.
When we come back, great news for Houston.
All right, great news for Houston. On the other side, here's more great news for Houston, Republic Food Company. You're going to, I mean, you want to talk about, listen, they got the 1836 line, which is, it just is fantastic. It's their line, okay, that they have made, and they've got rows of boots and hats and jackets and belts and everything you could possibly want for rodeo time. This is a great place for you to go and get your, how about, you know what, for Christmas, this is something that you get somebody, customize a boot for them, but you can customize it off the rack. That's the crazy thing about it. The hat, they'll fit it to your head. The boots, they'll fit to your feet. Okay, you want to go and have a party there? Yes, you can have your event there. You can have your work Christmas party there. Mm-hmm. They've got open bar. They've got a stage. They got everything. I mean, Republic Boot Company is different.
Get rodeo ready. It's right there in the Heights. It's easy to get to. And they get you rodeo ready with your boots, with your custom fit boots or your custom made boots, with your custom fit cowboy hats, belts, belt buckles, jackets, shirts, and bags, and so much more for men or for women. The entire spot is incredible. Step in, and you're going to absolutely love it. There's something for everyone in there, including a lot of Texas history. It's Republic Boot Company.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.